This is a CK to Z news update.
December 31st, 2022 marked the end of nearly 40 years of twice-daily weather data recording by Quadra Island resident Sharon Hatelt. Around 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. every day, she recorded the precipitation as well as the immediate, high, and low temperature measurements, which she then submitted to Environment Canada. It all began when Hatelt answered a call-out for weather monitoring volunteers.
Did you know when you signed on way back in 1983 what you were getting into?
No, not at all. I was really excited to monitor the weather because I'm an avid gardener and outdoors person. So I was always fascinated by the weather forecast and whether they were actually reliable. So I started with rain. And after a year, I was graduated to temperature, which is a big thing. I think they want to make sure that the person is committed. And so I said to them, when can I graduate to wind? And they said, never, because that's not done at volunteer stations. It's done at the airport and more elaborate stations. So that's fine. I was hoping to do wind at some point, but that's never going to materialize. So I just kept on going, and about 2 years ago, I thought, okay, I'm getting tired of this, but I did want to see it through as long as possible.
Although she suggested other locations on Quadra to which the setup could be moved, one being a personal friend's property and one being the Hawkeye Institute, which already runs an ecological observatory, Environment Canada has decided to decommission this particular station. They will collect the equipment sometime this summer. Historical data from such monitoring stations across Canada is now available online at weather.gc.ca. The name of Hatelt Station is Harriet Bay SE, signifying southeast. For Cortez listeners, you can find statistics from three stations on this island, which are called Cortez Island Settle Point, Cortez Island, and Cortez Island Tiber Bay, and had been active for 13, 48, and 59 years respectively. However, none were showing current monitoring data at the time of this news update.
It's not the easiest website to navigate, but if you keep clicking and keep scrolling, you can find the information.
And it's quite good that this is now available. We're in such an era of really trying to track what's happening.
I think that's technology that's made that possible, for sure. So.
Yeah. Sharon, what are some of your personal highlights over the four decades?
My personal highlights are the intense rainfall. Like a couple of years ago, we had 60 millimeters of rain in 24 hours, which is over 2 inches. And it actually caused a washout on the Harriet Bay Road. And it was interesting that it didn't increase the overall monthly rainfall significantly, but it's because it all fell in such a short period of time. And we had a similar experience just around Christmas time, where we had all that rainfall on top of all that snow and the damage to the trees. It's interesting to see how that happened. It's interesting to see how just the weather patterns, if they come a week early or a week late, it changes the whole feel. And the statistics over the year don't change much. But if we have a really wet summer, a lot of that could have been because the rainfall fell a week or two later after the spring cutoff or before the fall entry. So you could say, okay, we had a really dry January, but we might have had a really wet end of December. See what I mean?
I hear that there's a need to look at it in a slightly bigger picture because the weather doesn't follow our calendar necessarily.
No, that's right.
At the time of this interview, Hatelt had officially begun her first week of retirement.
How does it feel to be in this stage of the whole experience?
It feels really nice to be able to wake up in the morning and have coffee and not have to go out in the dark with a flashlight and measure the rain and the temperature and that sort of thing. Although, I will still have the equipment here, so I will probably monitor the rain once a week, because the gauge will have to be emptied at any rate, but there's no pressure to do it at a specific time.
While a serious commitment, the position did allow for vacations and time away from home.
In our younger days, we would go south to Hawaii or to Mexico, like most people do in the winter. if we were gone for a week to 10 days, the house sitter would come and I would train her how to do the measurement. And I've even managed to train Barry, my husband, to do it when I was really sick and just couldn't get out of bed. But yeah, it's not rocket science, but it's fascinating to see.
What have you enjoyed the most out of this volunteer position?
I've really enjoyed it affecting my garden, because I could tell on a rainy day like today when I think, okay, it's raining. But then when I check the measurement, I realized we hadn't got hardly anything. And I'm sure my neighbors wonder why I'm watering in the rain, but there isn't enough rain to keep the flowers thriving. And the vegetables primarily is my biggest thing.
What kind of vegetables do you grow?
Anything that is easy to keep over winter. Basically, the greenhouse is full right now of all kinds of greens. And at this time of year, it's really wonderful to go out and pick fresh herbs and greens to throw on the plate.
Absolutely. What's next for you in terms of having this new freedom to your day?
Free time?
Yeah.
I've always been a spinner and a weaver and a quilter. But now I'm going to focus a lot more on creating items to sell to raise money for charity. I think there's an opportunity there that we need to contribute more to the community financially, and it's not always that easy. I'm going to do a lot of weaving, and I designed a tartan for Harriet Bay that was registered with the Scottish Register of Tartans. So I'm going to weave that and market that at the local craft store and see if I can't raise enough money to donate to Quadra.
Do you have some specific charities that you'd like to contribute to?
Of course, the food bank, the Children's Center, and the Quadra Island Foundation that's just getting started. And they seem to have a really good idea to collect funds and invest them and then redistribute them. As organizations on Quadra need the money, they can apply to the foundation for money rather than be constantly trying to raise money from the public, which is very hard sometimes. So I think I'm going to try and support them, and hopefully that'll be a good idea for Quadra.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Thank you, Sharon. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you wanted to mention?
I think that I would say that I hope people start growing more of their own food and taking care of the environment just that little bit more, their own personal environment to start with, and we'll work our way out from that.
You've been listening to an interview with Sharon Hatelt, recently retired volunteer weather observer of nearly four decades at her home in Harriet Bay. For CKTZ News, I'm Anastasia Avakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.